Please open your Bibles to the book of Joshua, the 11th chapter. Joshua chapter 11 in your Schofield Bible, page 271. Beginning with the 10th verse, we'll read through verse 15. The 15th verse being the text verse for tonight's message. Once more, Joshua 11, chapter, the 11th chapter and verses 10 through 15. And in your Schofield Bible, page 271. Let's stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And Joshua at that time turned back and took Hazor, and smote the king thereof with the sword, for Hazor before time was the head of all those kingdoms. And they smote all the souls that were therein with the edge of the sword, utterly destroying them, that there was not any left to breathe, and he burnt Hazor with fire. And all the cities of those kings, and all the kings of them, did Joshua take, and smote them with the edge of the sword, and he utterly destroyed them, as Moses the servant of the Lord commanded. But as for the cities that stood still in their strength, Israel burned none of them, save Hazor only, that did Joshua burn. And all the spoil of those cities and the cattle the children of Israel took for a prey unto themselves. But every man they smote with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, neither left they any to breathe. As the Lord commanded Moses his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. Let's pray. Father, our opportunity is wonderfully unique. We thank you for this church. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for the at-home feeling that we have here. We're thankful for that which you've given to us and prepared for us, even tonight. We thank you in advance because you've got something good for us, we know. And we pray that you'd give us each enough sense to take stock of the fact that we're living in a rare and historic time. Help us to hear the message, to do that which you'd want us to do about it. Bless our preacher in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Father, we come to the Word of God. We come to it gratefully and in the true sense, reverently and expectantly. Teach us the truth tonight that will help our lives to be more useful for Thee by being more useful for others. In Jesus' name, amen. You need not turn to it, but I want to read for you just one verse read a while ago. Listen to it as I read it. It's my text verse. As the Lord commanded Moses, his servant, so did Moses command Joshua, and so did Joshua. What did Joshua do? Did what Moses, what God told Moses to do, and Moses told Joshua, and Joshua did it. And here's my text. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord commanded Moses. He left nothing undone. I want to speak tonight on the subject, what have you left undone? He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded. Life is too short to do everything. There is absolutely no way that I can do everything I'm supposed to do. No way. I could not begin to do all the things that are expected of me and all the things that I'm supposed to do. I marvel sometimes at some preacher running with 60 members hiring an assistant pastor. I marvel at that. I marvel at a fellow who has 100 and 200 people saying, I'm so busy I don't know what to do with myself. I'd suggest you go to work. That might be one good thing to do with yourself. But here I am pastoring tens of thousands of people. And there's no way in the world that I can do everything that I'm supposed to do. And the same thing is true with most of you. Life is too short to do everything we're supposed to do. That means, second thing I want to say in way of introduction, something must be left undone. Everybody in this room leaves something undone. Number three, let me see what you leave undone, and I will tell you how good a Christian you are. Don't show me what you've done, show me what you've left undone, and I'll show you what kind of a Christian you are. Tragic truth is, number four, most of us leave the most important things undone and do the least important things. Somebody took a poll of well-known preachers and asked them to list the six, they listed the six parts of the ministry, like teaching and preaching and praying and studying and administration and so forth. And the preachers listed in what they thought was the order of importance of those six things. Interestingly enough, the thing that they said was the most important, they spent the least time doing. For the next question was, list how much time you spend doing each one of these six things. They listed prayer and Bible study number one, and yet prayer and Bible study was last on the amount of time spent. They listed administration number six, and administrative work was number one on the amount of time occupied. Now, I'm saying that most of us leave the most important things undone. There's a reason for that, and that's because big things never clamor for your time. Big things and big people don't clamor for your time. Little things and little people clamor for your time. Number six, in the way of introduction, so the most important things must be done on purpose. They must be scheduled. You will leave the most important things undone if you do that which pressures you. That which fights for your time will get your time unless you plan to do that which does not fight for your time. You understand what I'm saying? Because that which is most important does not fight for your time. So if you only do those things that pressure you, you will not do the most important things, and you will leave the most important things undone. Let me see what you leave undone, and I will tell you what kind of Christian you are. I don't have to see what you do. Let me see what you don't do, because all of us leave some things undone. Joshua realized that he could not do it all. He had to leave something undone. He left nothing undone of the things that God had commanded. That's what he said. Bible says, Joshua left nothing undone of the things that God had commanded. He looked at all that he was asked to do. And then he checked to see if what things he was asked to do. Now hear me carefully. He checked to see if what things he was asked to do were within the circumference of commandments. Good idea for everybody. He checked all the things. I conduct weddings, but that's not a command of God. So that's not tops on my list of priority. I conduct funerals, but that's not a command of God. So as a preacher, that's not on tops. But I am commanded to preach the word. I am commanded to pray. I am commanded to give my life to prayer and the ministry of the word. So my prayer time is the most important thing of my life. I pray every week of my life at least 20 hours a week, 20 seconds a week. And by the way, many of you don't pray 20 minutes a week. But I pray every week at least 20 hours a week. That's the number one top thing on my prayer list. Why? Because I'm commanded to do it. The average preacher spends his time doing things he's not commanded to do and leaves the things he's commanded to do undone. Because the thing, don't get mad at me right now, but the things that are not commanded are things that people want the preacher to do the most. He's such a nice fellow. He comes to all of our homes and fellowships with all of us in pastoral visits. Would somebody show me in the Bible where a preacher is commanded to make pastoral visits? But the guy that does is the hero with his people. But he's not the hero with God, because he's leaving the things that are commanded to do undone and doing the things he's not commanded to do. Now, I'm trying to tell you today, you let me see what you leave undone, and I'll tell you what kind of Christian you are. You let me see what a preacher leaves undone, I'll tell you what kind of preacher he is. So Joshua realized he could not do it all. He had to leave something undone. He looked at all the things he was asked to do and checked to see which were within the commandments of God. So he did everything commanded. Now, don't misunderstand me. There's some things I do that I'm not commanded to do. But they're done after I finish doing all the things I'm commanded to do. So Joshua checked the things he was supposed to do and checked to see which ones of those were commandments of God. He did those things he was commanded to do. And if he had any time left over, he did the things he was not commanded to do that were all right to do. I'm going to get down to you in a minute, so don't get comfortable. So then he left the rest undone. There are some things that Joshua needed to do he didn't do, because he didn't have time to do everything he was commanded to do and everything he was not commanded to do. And the Bible says that he left nothing undone of all that God commanded. You went to my office tonight. I could show you a box that tall, full of correspondence I have not answered. All across the country, people say, don't you answer your mail? I said, not all of it. Nothing in the Bible says you're supposed to. I won't answer it all, but don't answer it all. You'd be amazed the kind of letters I get. How many balls on a Christmas tree are okay? How many lights should a Christmas tree have? Is it okay for a witch to ride a broom on Halloween night? Now, I don't answer all my mail. I'd like to answer all my mail. Now, if I answered all my mail, I'd be more popular across the country. But my job is not to be popular. My job is to do the things first that God's commanded me to do. God's commanded me to study the Word. God's commanded me to pray. God's commanded me to preach. God's commanded me to win souls to Christ. Now, those are commandments. Now, I'm talking to hundreds of folks tonight who leave the commandments undone and do the things that are not commanded, because that makes you popular and folks like you and think you're a good guy. But God didn't say go into all the world and be a good guy. Joshua said, I have not left undone a single one of the commandments of God. And you young folks have been walking in and out enough. Don't let those folks back in when they come back in. You've been walking in and out. If you're going to come to church, you stay here. If you're not, stay out. It's not a yo-yo. It's a church. Now, I'm trying to tell you something. You say, why do you get so upset about that? Because those kids need to hear what I'm preaching tonight. Many a successful person has been a failure in life. Many a successful young person with good grades in school and a good soul winning report has been a failure in life. Are you listening to me? Are you listening? Many a good teenage soul winner has been a failure in life. Many a valedictorian has been a failure in life. Many a salutatorian has been a failure in life. Many a soul winning wife has been a failure in life. Many a good female Bible teacher has been a failure in life. Many a wonderful mother has been a failure in life. Many a good husband has been a failure in life. Many a good father has been a failure in life. Many a popular woman speaker has been a failure in life. For example, ladies, we hear an awful lot about the Proverbs 31 woman. Did you know there's not one single commandment in Proverbs 31? Not one. I think everything that gal did in Proverbs 31 is good, especially about going out and making a living. Listen to this. I think that's good. I think everything in Proverbs 31 is good, but there are no commandments there. I'd rather have an Ephesians 5 woman than a Proverbs 31 woman. I'd change my Proverbs 31 club, and I don't know whether we got one here or not. I'd change it to Ephesians 5 club. Because Ephesians chapter 5, they're commandments. Are you listening to me? In Proverbs 31, there are no commandments.
Now, I think it'd be good for you to try to do what's in Proverbs 31 after you do what's in Ephesians chapter 5. For example, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22 says, submit yourself to your own husband. That's a command. Now, that comes before Proverbs 31 because that's not a command. Boy, this is good. Listen to it. Ephesians 5, 24 said you must be in subjection to your husband. Now, that's a command. It's okay to do Proverbs 31, but get submit in verse 22 of Ephesians 5 and be in subjection in verse 24, Ephesians 5, before you get to Proverbs 31, because Proverbs 31 is not a command. Ephesians 5 is a command. In verse number 33, it says it commands a woman to reverence her husband. Now, all these are commands. A woman, you fellows, don't get too snug. I'll be you after a while. Your time is coming. And women, when I get through with you, don't get too snug because they're coming back to you after a while, too. My Bible says you're supposed to submit yourself to your husband. My Bible says you're supposed to be in subjection to your husband. My Bible says you're supposed to reverence your husband. And those are commands of God. Joshua did not leave any of the, listen to me, of the commands of God undone. He left not undone any of the commands of God. Now, there were some things that God didn't command that Joshua didn't do, but Joshua did everything that God commanded him to do. I'm saying, you know, there's nothing, kids, there's nothing in the Bible about school. This is good preaching, isn't it? Did you know there's nothing in the Bible commands you to be on the honor roll? I see these bumper stickers. My kid's an honor roll student that held school. Socialism school. I like that one that says, my kid beat up your kid that's on the honor roll. A kid can lick the other kids, he'll find a way to make a living. I'm not against school, but school is our God in America. I say it's our God. There are people in our church not here tonight so they can stay home. The kids can go to school tomorrow. Be better off if you kids didn't go to school tomorrow and come to church tonight. I mean, this meeting tonight is more important than the whole school system out there. And the First Baptist Church of Hammond is the dog, and that's the tail out there. And it's time we quit letting the tail wag the dog. I know teachers. They got 101 fever. They'll miss church on Sunday night and go to teach on Monday morning. If you've got to choose between church on Sunday night as a teacher at Hammond Baptist Schools and between school on Monday morning, you choose church on Sunday night. Now then, there's no commandment about making the honor roll. I think it's a wonderful thing. I did. Once. I was on the honor roll almost every, all but one semester, all the way through junior high school and high school. I was on the honor roll. I didn't have honor roll in grade school. Only thing that kept me off the honor roll is one time I made an N in conduct. That was non-sufficient in conduct. That's because it's like a little fellow in school. Some ants crawled up his leg, started burning him. He wiggled. Teacher said, sit still, Johnny. He said, I can't. She said, sit still. He said, teacher, there's something back here going on you don't know nothing about. And I had ants in my... I'm trying to tell you, I'm for you making the honor roll, but I'll tell you what I'm more for. I'm for you obeying the commandment of God that says obey your parents. Put a sticker on the back of your car. My child obeys his dad and mom. I'm saying, God, it's good.